Krishna. I'm back here in Budapest, and got back a little later yesterday. Flight was delayed, but in time for our evening program. We had a nice preaching program. It was a full house of new guests who haven't been here to the temple before, haven't really met the Buddhists before. Although some of the people had already been to New Rajadham and had a really nice impression of Krishna consciousness. Many of the people yesterday came from Mohan's contacts. Mohan, if anyone here knows, is a very small devotee. I'm talking about his physical stature. And he looks about 14 years old, although he's 24. And these are all people that he met on Sankirtan. He has such a nice impression on people. He's so innocent and speaks so nicely that people become sort of his regular fans, the regular donors that go out of their way to look for him. And ultimately they become interested in Krishna consciousness. So it goes to show that Sankirtan devotees, book distributors, are the best and most productive preachers. They just have to direct people to come to the temple. Today we have another program in the evening, but these are not brand new people. These are people who have already been coming regularly over the period of the last year. So they're becoming chanters, readers, serious devotees. It's beautiful weather. It was 30 degrees yesterday, and it'll probably be more of the same today. Let's take some questions here, and please keep on sending more questions. Many thanks, by the way, to devotees who are writing me encouraging letters about Śrīla Bhakti Cintāmani. I don't know if it's the book that I'm getting the most response to, but it feels like that. I haven't made a count. And also thanks to the devotees who are selling the books. From what I see on the site, we've still got almost halfway to go, and those are books which have been ordered. I don't think that they've all necessarily been paid for. So if you're participating in distributing the books, thank you very much. And please continue. Try to conscientiously send in the cost of the books as well. And if you're not, but you have a book, then please try to read it. And perhaps you can try to inspire others to do so. They seem to be of great value to devotees, serious and interested about advancing through different stages of Krishna consciousness and meeting the challenges that come along the way. Okay, here's a question from Dakshina in the UK. Devi Dasi, does Krishna know everything? One devotee said he knows all the possible decisions we could make and all the possible outcomes, but sometimes doesn't know what decisions we will make, or that he knows what some people will do and doesn't know what others will do. Is this correct? Because Prabhupada says in Krishna book chapter 16, O Lord, you can see perfectly all the activities happening in every moment, in every hour, in every day, in every month, in every year, past, present, and future. Very good question, although the question could be rephrased in another way, and that is, do we know everything about Krishna? In other words, Krishna is inconceivable. So we need to put that in our formulation of certain ideas and understandings of Krishna, that whatever we understand of Krishna is a limited thing. And when it's said that Krishna knows everything, Krishna does know everything, as is stated in this quote. That Krishna would know what we will decide and what we could decide, that's inconceivable to us. But just because it's inconceivable to us doesn't mean that it's inconceivable or impossible for him. Krishna knows everything, past, present, and future. He says that in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham Samatitani Bhavishyani Chabutani. He knows the future, and he knows anything that we'll do. Even though we think we have free will, well, that means I could decide this way and that way. So how does Krishna know what I'm going to do if he doesn't influence my free will? And I haven't exercised it in the matter of future decisions. Well, that's inconceivable for us. Yes, we don't understand these things, tarko pratishtam, because we're very puny, insignificant little creatures. But Krishna isn't limited by our insignificance. He's very significant, and he's unlimited. Therefore, yes, Krishna doesn't only know what we could decide, but he knows what we will decide. Why? Because he's the all-knowing Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to try to limit him is foolish, so we shouldn't try to do so. Yes, Krishna knows what we're going to do. And here's a question from Lakshmi Pati in the UK. He says, Prabhupada says in the Gita, the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord. How do we understand Jivas as possessing more of a quality than Krishna? By Krishna's grace, it's possible. Krishna is certainly the most kind, but he allows devotees to manifest more kindness than he does, although he actually possesses greater quantity of kindness than anyone. Just as Srila Prabhupada says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only spread Krishna consciousness to certain parts of India, and yet he wanted to glorify his devotees by allowing them to spread Krishna consciousness in the rest of the world. So by the grace of the Lord, devotees become greater preachers than the Lord. Can anyone be a greater preacher than Krishna? No, not at all. But sometimes Krishna doesn't manifest all of these qualities simultaneously. And that is the secret of Krishna's incarnations. Different incarnations specifically manifest certain perfections or certain qualities, just like Lord Ramachandra, that of the perfect king and the perfect follower of all religious principles. Krishna showed a certain degree of independence from religious principles. So is Lord Ramachandra greater than he? Well, Lord Ramachandra is Krishna, but in relationship to being a strict follower of regulative principles, he's more than Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even Krishna himself doesn't simultaneously, in one form, at least one form visible to us as jivas, manifest all qualities. For instance, his quality of Dhira Lalita is manifest in his form as Govinda, in his aspect of Gopinath, he's Dhirodhata, and in his aspect as Gopal, he's Dhirodhata. But because Krishna is also simultaneously all of these, therefore he's simultaneously manifesting them. So it's a question of Krishna's desire. When Krishna wants his devotees to be glorified and his devotees to be called kinder than he, then he manifests in them, empowers in them this type of extraordinary kindness. Just like Lord Nityananda, who as a devotee showed more kindness toward Jagai and Madai than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, that's the podcasts for today, and then we'll continue on tomorrow. I'm here in Budapest until Friday, and I'll be going either Friday morning or most likely Thursday evening to New Rajadam, and Friday is our school closing, actually nursery closing, the end of nursery, so we're having a little ceremony at that time. Hare Krishna.